That story went straight through the middle.
This is what Barry Jackson wrote in the Miami Herald today.
Should we start Honked Off yet or no?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm so rattled.
You were rattled.
I'm so rattled. All right. Here's Howard Schnellenberger to introduce it. Thank you for keeping me in line there.
Don't get your feathers
ruffled. What happened?
Well, it's not an official Honked Off.
You're right.
Like a goose.
Like a goose. Like a goose. Like a goose. Like a coop.
This is what Barry Jackson wrote in the Miami Herald today. And he's the media writer. He happens to be a very good columnist. Barry Jackson wrote this, word for word. This week, WQAM 560's Mark Hochman said on air that a UM confidant told him Golden might be gone that night and that a trustees meeting was being held later that day. Neither part of that report was accurate. Well, that's untrue. I'm deviating from what he wrote. Already, that's untrue. Barry Jackson wrote that a UM confidant told him that Now, the UM confidant did tell me that, so that part's true.
Yeah, I was there. I was there to witness that.
And there was a trustees meeting. There was a board meeting that day. I didn't say that one was being held later that day. I said one was being held.
Yep.
And there was one that day. Anyway, Barry Jackson writes neither part of that report was accurate. Hochman said on air that he's not at fault, because he told listeners that he's not a journalist and was merely reporting what someone told him. Now, Barry Jackson writes, but fashioning yourself as an entertainer, not a journalist, doesn't eliminate accountability for reporting misinformation. Hochman should have investigated the tip, at least call UM for a comment, as several writers did, and determine the accuracy before sharing it. This is why I'm bothered by Barry Jackson. He's castigating me there for not calling the other side to get a comment. Why the hell didn't he call me for a comment before he wrote this? He's a journalist. I'm not. I'm not a journalist.
Yep.
And he could say, and Omar Kelly can say whatever they want. I understand that there is a responsibility when I'm behind this microphone, and I don't give out misinformation willy-nilly. If Barry Jackson was listening to this show, and I don't think he was, yet he still chose to write about it as if he was, but if he was listening to this show, he would have heard me say, this is what the caller told me. I don't know whether it's true or not. I never reported it as information. And for him to tell me that I should have at least called UM for a comment, he's right. Proof that I'm not a journalist. He's 100% right. I shouldn't have just said something when I could have easily said, hey, someone reach out to UM and find out if there's any modicum of truth to this. But before you criticize me, Barry Jackson, for not calling someone to get a comment for their side of the story, how about you call me? Because you call me for every other damn thing that's going on in the media. You call me all the time. I'm on your damn speed dial. Why didn't you call me for a comment on this? So maybe I could have told you exactly the way I saw that it transpired on the air. Not you! Bottom line, I'm a huge supporter of the University of Miami. And I'm disappointed at what took place this week. My own doing, by the way. My own doing. I made mistakes, no question about it. But I've been the only person on South Florida Radio supporting Al Golden. UM's very angry at us because of that report. How come they weren't very happy with us when I was supporting Al Golden all day Monday and callers were killing me about it? Where was the email from the University of Miami saying, hey, great job by Mark Hochman? How come the email only comes out after they're unhappy with one thing I've said since April? I'm going to the basketball games. I support the teams. Parents spent $100,000 to send me there. Who am I mad at, UM or Barry Jackson?
I don't know.
What the hell just happened?
I'm enjoying this. And so is
Go ahead, play the goose for
so
me.
So is Lousin.
What's going
on? Uh-huh, mother...
I'm just saying, like Barry Jackson, honestly, and I like the work that he does. You're criticizing me, a non-journalist, for doing a non-journalistic thing. And then you just wrote about it with doing the same thing that you accused me of doing. Not getting the other side's account of it. Good God, Barry, you called me 1,000 times in my radio career, 1,000 times. This is the one time you choose not to call me?
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
I told you guys in the back what I was honked
and
off
I'm
about.
Back!
Hey! I totally, by the way, I told Andy and the guys in the back what I was honked off at, and I totally forgot. Listening to your entire thing.
And again, I will couch it with this. Barry Jackson's been exceedingly good to me in his column, and when I came here to QAM, he wrote very nice things about me. I have no personal problem with Barry Jackson. He and I went
Spelled
to college together.
Spelled my name wrong in one of those articles.
He and I went to college together. We both went to University of Miami together.
You know that. He didn't know that.
He did not remember that. Yeah. Now, I just have a major problem with him criticizing me in that fashion without really, I don't think, understanding what transpired on the air. And I think that was unfair to me. But regardless, you could still read Barry Jackson in the Herald, and everybody still support the University of Miami. I'm 100% behind everybody now. You don't have a honked off like a goose?
I don't.
Shay!
I don't know. I'm honked off at an inaccurate article by Barry Jackson. A little bit inaccuracy.
I was more inaccurate than Barry. I was more inaccurate.
You were, but you're
but
not.
But I had a bet. Well,
you're
whatever.
Not. You're not the journalist.
I'm not rehashing.
Barry
I'm
Jackson
definitely
is
not a journalist.
And if Barry Jackson didn't hear what we said on the air, or call one of us for a comment of what happened, and he still wrote that. Well, to be honest, and I know he's been good to you throughout the years, Barry, when Joe and me came back from the ticket over here, I stopped answering his calls 7 years ago because I just didn't want to take it anymore because he just didn't stop bothering me for stuff. And this is another reason why. So,
well, that's maybe why he didn't call you.
That's a good point.
For seven years, you haven't taken his call.
No, I block him. Ignore.
Shay, you look beautiful today on this Friday.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
You thought I was lying, and then I told you I meant it, and you were like, oh, thank you. Anything honking you off like a goose?
I'm a little scared of you right now.
No. I'm really good. Like, we got through a tough week,
yeah.
And trust me, no one is to blame for this week more than me. No one more than me. And I learned great lessons. Honestly, I 100% did. And I will never make that mistake again. Ever. Never. I've learned my lesson. Shay, go ahead. Thank you. Andy. No, Shay, go ahead.
I'm speechless now.
Andy!
Words.
All right!
Okay.
And the Sperano!
Okay.
Has anybody honked off about anything back there?
Yes, baby.
Oh, really?
Tony Fiorentino jumped in.
What the hell's he honked off about?
Barry Jackson.
All right. Is everybody good back there? Does anybody need to share anything? Shay, you need to share anything? Andy, you need to share anything?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, you do?
Yes,
okay,
I will.
Knock yourself
I will
out. The floor is yours.
Okay, you know, Art Basel started this week in Miami.
Yeah, big deal.
And Usher was at one of the galas.
Is that
there.
True?
Yeah, he was.
I saw the picture.
Okay, now I'm
wait
a little
honked
I didn't see it.
At oh what God. People consider to be art. There was a lady, she was completely naked, and she had a phone charging port in her.
Wait, hoo-ha! Wait, I read like that headline, and I was like, there's no way that headline can be true.
Oh.
And the same thing with my headline, too.
That was accurate.
QAM.com. Really?
Yeah. And
phone charger.
So that's where the charger is placed?
Uh-huh.
And Usher charged his phone?
Usher charged his phone in her hoo-ha. Paid $20.
Oh, you had to pay to do
yeah.
that?
Wow, is that...
yeah, prostitution.
That sounds a little bit like maybe a hooker.
Yeah, sounds like it, right?
I mean, if it's not prostitution, it seems like a good loophole. No, officer.
A what hole?
I was charging my phone.
So, yes, I'm honked off at what people
that doesn't look like a phone. Hello.
What'd you call it again, Shay?
Yeah, loophole.
Or hoo-ha.
No, hoo-ha. Thank you.
Andy, anything honking you off, or should we just move on?
Family.
Family. There is a beaten man right there.
Wow.
That is
Does
excellent.
Anyone need to see The Weeknd more than Andy right now?
Oh, my God. That guy has never had a better idea about how much time do we have? 3 hours and 19 minutes yeah. left on this show.
He's got a countdown on there.
And that guy is going to enjoy a weekend like no other once his uncle leaves. All right. When we come back.
Is he listening?
I have amazing sound from a friend of ours from the media for a long time, Mike Berardino, used to write about the Marlins down here.
That's right.
Is it for the Post or the Sun Sentinel or the Herald? I forget who
I think
wrote
it was
for.
The Sun Sentinel.
Mike Berardino got scolded by Tory Hunter yesterday. Wait till you hear the sound. I'm going to play it for you when we come back.